Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninginam Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipu Rio presents State Budget 2026-27 with 77.44 crore surplus projected. Terms budget as roadmap for developed Nagaland at 2047. State government announces 70 new budget initiatives. MLA Achumbemo Kikon calls for greater responsibility towards ecological protection. And Governor Nandikishore Yadav urges citizens to adopt energy-saving practices. Now the news in detail. The second phase of the 8th session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly resumed today. Chief Minister Nipu Rio and Minister in Charge of Finance presented the state budget for 2026-27 with an estimated surplus of 74.77 crore rupees for the financial year. However, due to a negative opening balance of 411.81 crore rupees, the state is projected to close the year with a deficit of 337.04 crore rupees. Earlier, the Chief Minister also tabled key reports including the Comptroller and Auditor General and the Nagaland State Finance Commission, along with the supplementary demand for grants for 2025-26. Deputy Chief Minister Yantungo Paton introduced two key bills, namely the Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority Bill 2026 and the Nagaland Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026, both of which will be taken up for consideration and passage tomorrow. During Zero Hour, MLA Achumbemo Kikon raised serious concerns over environmental degradation in the state. Meanwhile, the House will take up a discussion on the state budget tomorrow. Chief Minister Nipu Rio has described the state budget 2026-27 as inclusive, sustainable and a strategic roadmap for a developed Nagaland by 2047. Addressing media after presenting the budget, Mr. Rio said the 16th Finance Commission has discontinued the revenue deficit grant from the state from 2026 to 2031. He said this has reduced Nagaland's share in central taxes from 0.569% to 0.48%, resulting in a projected deficit of over 7,000 crore rupees. He said the state had projected over 8,100 crore rupees to the commission but did not receive the expected amount. Noting that the issue has been raised with the Union Finance Minister, he said without adequate funds, the state may struggle to meet expenses such as salaries, pensions, debt servicing and emergency needs. Mr. Rio said the state government has presented the current budget based on central assurance of a minimum 4,500 crore rupees. The Nagaland government has announced 17 new budget initiatives with a total allocation of 62 crore rupees aimed at inclusive human capital development, income generation for youth and women, education and building a sustainable and resilient economy. The initiatives also seek to enhance the state's gross state domestic product and revenue. The announcement was made by Chief Minister Nipu Rio during his budget presentation in the Assembly today. The initiatives include the Nagaland Strategic Water Resilience Initiative with an allocation of 24 crore rupees and the Chief Minister's Community Solar Partnership Initiative under the Nagaland Solar Mission with 11 crore rupees. The Nagaland Skill and Entrepreneurship Development Mission and the Nagaland Agro-Based Produce Logistics Support Scheme have been allocated 5 crore rupees each, while the Chief Minister's Sports Advancement Initiative has been allotted 3 crores. A sum of 2 crore rupees has been earmarked for the training of public servants and authorities, Innovation Seed Fund for Women and the Nagaland Cleanliness Performance Incentive for local bodies. Meanwhile, 1 crore rupees each has been allocated to the Nagaland Academic Excellence Corpus, Chief Minister Science Technology, Engineering and Mathematics Incentives, Nagaland Open Learning Support Scheme, Revenue and Development Fund Mobilization Cell, Initiatives under the Green Economy, Nagaland Weavers Advancement and Market Formalization, and the Integrated Land Revenue Mobilization Initiative. Additionally, the Nagaland Community Wellbeing Initiative and the Nagaland Apprenticeship and Placement Exchange have been allocated 50 lakh rupees each. The Nagaland government has proposed an allocation of 100.57 crore rupees as grants to the Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority, FNTA. Announcing this as part of the state budget in Assembly today, Chief Minister Nipu Rio said the amount represents a proportional share of the state development fund after accounting for statewide obligations, including non-transferred departments. Congratulating the Eastern Districts on the historic memorandum of agreement for creation of the FNTA, he said the state government is making active efforts to expedite the process.
The state government has been working earnestly to expedite the process for formation of FNTA in Trivandrum. The FNTA bill is being tabled in this August House this morning.
The Chief Minister also conveyed to Union Home Minister Amit Shah's desire to launch the FNTA by April. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. MLA Achumbemo Kikon today called for greater responsibility among legislators to balance development with ecological protection. Raising the issue on environment and climate change during 0 hour in the assembly, Mr. Kikon said, Nagaland is staring at an escalating environmental crisis with rising temperatures, extreme rainfall and degrading natural resources, threatening livelihoods and food security.
This climate change, global warming, is no more at top of the West. It is here in our kitchen, in our room, in our hall already. We must think globally and act globally.
Mr. Kikon flagged alarming environmental degradation across hill regions with rivers and natural springs drying up due to deforestation and unchecked borewell use. He underscored the need to modernize dune practices, making them more efficient and environmentally friendly while preserving their cultural essence. He suggested several measures including tree plantation to revegetate and rejuvenate hilltops and streams, mandatory plastic waste cleanliness drives twice every month, proper waste disposal systems and maintenance of plastic-free zones. He also suggested banning of sand mining, gravel extraction and construction of toilets along riverbanks. To address air pollution, he recommended relocating stone crushers outside town areas. Describing climate change as an urgent challenge, Mr. Kikon said, all must think globally and act globally and urge collective responsibility from legislators, government agencies and citizens. The government of Nagaland has allocated a total of 3,147.76 crore rupees as gender budget for 2026-27 to support women and girls under various schemes and initiatives to be taken up by different departments. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio laid the statement in the assembly today. The initiatives with 100% provision include Ajivika project with 131.28 crore rupees and Mahila Kisan Sashaktikaran Pariyojana with the allocation of 28.80 crore rupees. Other initiatives include Samagra Shiksha Elementary Education with over 336.33 crore rupees and Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen with 556.17 crore rupees. Nagaland is set to join the Global Earth Hour movement on March 28 to raise awareness on climate change and energy conservation. The Department of Environment, Forests and Climate Change has urged citizens, offices and workplaces to mark the hour by switching off non-essential lights from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. Meanwhile, Nagaland Governor Nandikishore Yadav also urged citizens to actively participate in the Earth Hour and adopt energy-saving practices to support environmental conservation. Lok Bhavan, Nagaland will switch off non-essential lights and electrical appliances as a symbolic gesture. He said Earth Hour goes beyond turning off lights and serves as a powerful reminder of the shared responsibility to protect the environment. Governor Yadav called on all citizens to commit to responsible and meaningful climate action. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio presents state budget 2026-27 with 77.44 crore surplus projected. Terms budget as roadmap for develop Nagaland at 2047. State government announces 17 new budget initiatives. MLA Achumbemo Kikon calls for greater responsibility towards ecological protection. And Governor Nandikishore Yadav urges citizens to adopt energy-saving practices. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.